When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think that the church, the Satanic Temple, should change their name to something else to get it passed into law.
Probably just cut our fan base in half now because all the Christians are going to be really pissed off.
Oh, shit.
Warning. The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian. I am here with my producer, Sam, as always. Typically, he's always here. And then we got Robbie. Well, you're here.
Yeah, I'm always here. You're always here.
Then we got Robbie from a band, Eyes Like Midnight. We just interviewed him last week, and we decided to have him on as a guest co-host. We got no band interview tonight, but we do have some really great topics. I can't wait till the end where we talk about the Satanic Temple or my wig. I like my wig.
Yeah. From Lord Hair.
And Sam says it looks like shit tonight, but I think it looks good.
Looks horrible. It looks worse than mine, and I have widow's peak. So
it looks better in person than on camera.
I think it looks good, man. I think you look good.
Thank you, the guy
wearing a hat.
Hey, you know what I said earlier? I said he looks like kind of like a Ronnie Radke a little bit.
He does. He's like a wish list Ronnie Radke.
He's like nobody. Emu.
He's not the first person to say that. It's weird. I don't see it. Yeah.
Hey, he's a good looking guy, dude.
Yeah.
I'll take
you. You know what the best thing about Robbie is that even though he may look like a wish list Ronnie Radke, he has a better personality. So
Ronnie Radke looks like a wish list or what was it called?
Yeah, wish list.
No, wish app. Ronnie Radke looks like a Temu version of Robbie Midnight. That's what I say.
Right. I say
he's the original. Ronnie needs to step up his game if he wants to look as good as that guy does.
Tell him that so that like we can start the whole big feud and everything.
Every time I message him, he doesn't read it or respond.
Well, that's because you're not insulting him though. If you insult him like that, you know he's gonna.
Yeah, if you insult him, Sebastian, he's right. If you insult him and say, "Hey, your music sucks," which I know you wouldn't because you listen to his band.
I'll insult him, and all he's gonna say is he might talk shit about the Loud Spot, but won't give me credit for it. Like he'll say something besides about like this podcast, and then he always says the avocado. He always says slicing someone like an avocado. He says that several times in his songs. So, like, I'm going to slap this podcaster up like an avocado. And then I'll hear it, and I'll know he's talking about me, but I won't get any credit or fame from it. So I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I will do it. Maybe he'll say the Loud Spot sucks.
Yeah. We say that all the time, but no one pays attention, so.
Because we tell him we suck, that's why. Like, we suck, don't listen to us.
Yeah. Right. So, guys, just a reminder, if you are listening to us on YouTube, click that subscribe and like and also the notification bell. That way there every time we have a new episode, you don't have to be harassed by us or Sebastian and his hairpiece. and we're going to talk about Lords of Hair because Lords of Hair.
Lord Hair.
There's no of.
There's no Lords of Hair. No, it's Lord. Oh. There's Lord of All the right. Rings. Yeah. But there's no Lords of Hair.
Sebastian is sporting tonight's emo look on the Lord's Hair.
Lord Hair. Out of the UK.
don't feel ashamed. Hey, girls do this all the time.
That's right.
All the time. So Sebastian said, I'm going to sport some hair for the summer. I don't care.
That's right. I'm going to do it. And let's talk about our actual sponsors right now.
Yep.
Go to W.GG if you want to get energy drinks. Or Sam, did you find that?
Yeah, I was like, where did they go? There we go.
Energy drinks or a hydration drink to get hydrated. Or if you want some energy kick, W.GG, type in promo code The Loud Spot, all one word, for 10% off. The Loud Spot could be uppercase or lowercase. All right. That takes care of this official sponsor for The Loud Spot. Okay, now let's get into tonight's topics. The first topic. Can you keep your dead relative's human skull? Should you be able to keep? You can keep their ashes if they get cremated, right?
Right. Right.
But can you keep their human skull? Every state says no. Every law, there's a, what do you call it? When you go to the, what do you call it when you die? You go to the morgue? The morgue.
Coroner?
The coroner.
Coroner is the ME that does the whole thing. But the thing is about each state, it's like, because there's, if you don't announce the death and they don't have what's the word I'm looking for? Like a process that makes sure that you didn't kill them.
Like, yeah. That, people like a grandfather died. Could you imagine like the mortician, like chopping off their head for you, like with a butcher's knife? Hoo-ah!
But that used to be a thing in a lot of cultures. So the answer is no. In the United States, they don't allow that. Due to the fact is they want to make sure that the person that has passed away for whatever cause
Sam, the reason why they don't want you to do it. Are you trying to just make something up right now? You're just trying they don't want people to become other people's property.
Right.
Okay, right. That's the reason why. But here's the thing.
I'm Sebastian's property. When I die, I go to Sebastian. So
okay, Robbie, what do you think? If one of your loved one dies, should you have the right to keep their skull if you're in charge of the death, the ceremony, what happens to the body after it dies? You're the one that signs a release form that says, yes, shut off, life support. Do you think at that point you should have a right, if you felt like it, to keep their skull?
As long as you're not hurting somebody and they can, you let them do their process and all that stuff, I don't see why not. Like, you make it into a cool coffee table thing or something.
Oh, right?
Dude, I want to like tattoo my whole back and then like everyone has like a piece of my back tattoo. I'll ship it to you.
That's not on your skull. That's on your back. I don't want a piece of your back. That's keeping your skin. If you keep your skin, that's going to like rot, dude.
No.
Unless you varnish it.
Yep.
Or you put it in what's those things you like that plastic liquid that you pull?
Like epoxy.
Resin?
Yeah, the same thing. Epoxy, resin.
That's what I'm talking about. Like you can make a really cool coffee table or something, like you put a skull in there and like pour epoxy and I'd keep
Robbie has like five heads in his coffee table. You don't even know that.
So here's the question I ask though. If you can't keep a loved one's human's skull, if you want to, why can you go online and buy a real life human skull? Because you can. You absolutely can. I used to know, but you used to collect them. Yeah. They're not even very expensive. 20 bucks probably. But why could you get someone you don't know's dead skull? Someone's dead human skull, but you can't get one of your loved ones. Why do you think? I know the answer, but what's your theory on it, Sam?
I think it's due to the fact it is there's no connection. So there's like
okay Robbie, what's your thought on why you can keep someone's you don't know skulls but not a loved one's?
I have no idea, man. Like enlighten me. I have no idea.
Okay, the reason why you can't, well, I told you before we started this episode, you just weren't listening.
Yeah, should research this.
I did. The reason why you can is when human skulls get donated for scientific research, then at that point it's part of a medical thing, and those doctors that use it for and teachers can then sell that skull to the general public. So it's not someone you're close to, but you can, as long as the skull is used for medical research after so many years, right. Or whenever they're done using that for dental school or whatever they're using it for. If you're going to school to be a doctor, probably, I would assume, or something like that, then you can take that skull that was used for research and sell it to the public.
So, Sebastian, do you think, like, after you die, we'll donate your brain to in your head to science, and then someone can claim it on eBay?
Yeah, but they'd be dumber. I'm studying my brain.
They weren't gonna profit from it at all. But like you have a nice, perfect round head on top of that.
I do.
Like under that hairpiece, there's a nice, perfect round head.
Let's play the first song. How about that?
How can I change my life when I only wanna die? You couldn't love me if you tried. You're so ugly when you cry. So bury me deep, 'cause all the world around me is so ugly.
All right, so guys, I don't know if you heard, but Amy Lee from Evanescence has shot down the rumors that Linkin Park wants her to be the lead singer of her band.
Wait, does Linkin Park want her to be the lead singer, or is that just a rumor?
It's a rumor, I think. I think it's another girl. So the rumor is there is a female. We don't know who it is. So, but everyone speculates that it's Amy Lee. And I don't know if goth and tech rock. I don't know.
She's not. I don't think she's goth.
She's goth. She's the queen of goth.
No, dude. No. Okay, Robbie, help me out here. Maybe you agree with Sam. I don't know. Evanescence, right? That's her band, right?
Yeah.
They're not goth. Like, okay, maybe she's goth, but Evanescence is not. And I don't think her style of singing is goth. I'll just wait.
Okay. I guess I only know like the, you know, like the hits, I guess, but I wouldn't have thought that was goth or anything related to that.
Really?
No, she's not. Thank you. Thank you for having my back. She's not. Okay. She's more symphonic. And she also kind of does that. Here's to us. It was kind of country-ish a little bit. I would say she's more new metal.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't hear the country thing, but like the
maybe that was a far stretch. That might have been a far stretch. Okay.
Really far stretch. Okay. Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. All right.
So how does that work then? Like, are they gonna be Linkin Park still, or are they gonna be a totally separate band with the members of Linkin Park and then some singer?
Linkin Park.
So yeah, it's gonna be. It's no different than your band. If you have a different lead singer, it's still going to be that band.
Well, you got to think about this also. They have Mike Shinoda still. So yes. Mike Shinoda's still in the band. So as long as Mike Shinoda's still in the band with the other band members, it's still Linkin Park, because Chester was just the other main vocalist in that band. So you're not going to want two rappers in the same band, right? You're going to want someone who sings, which not saying he couldn't, not saying that Mike Shinoda can't sing, but for Linkin Park, he mostly does the rapping parts. So they're going to want someone who can carry on a good vocals and make it sound a little more symphonic. Kind of like Chester Bennington did with his vocals. It sounded really good. I think that she would be a great asset to them coming. I think they'd get a lot of recognition and a lot of love if she was to do it. The fact that she's not, and is it even true that they're even coming out with a new song with the new singer, or is that also just rumors?
No. So the let me read you from Blabbermouth.net. And it says, the rumor about Linkin Park recruiting a female vocalist was apparently started by Orgy frontman Jay Gordon. So Jay, knock it off. Who mentioned during a radio interview that he heard that they were working with a girl singer now, who pressed Gordon to continue by saying, don't quote me on that, but I'm not sure the singer who's going to be, but I heard it might be a female. They might just try to move on like that. She said, that's really sweet. Well, we did play shows together, but we'd never been formally introduced to the band. So I just briefly got a conversation with Chester Bennington, and he was really sweet. That's it. So it's one of those things where I think that the reporting on this, it's one of those things where we know it's probably a female. We don't know who. And Mike Shinoda just had a single release with another female. I think it's probably potentially that girl, but I don't even know her name. So
I think people assume that if you're a famous rock star, you know every other famous rock star band. Like they go to your house for dinner, you party together. Is that like the assumption people have that? Like she said, she was introduced to him.
Yeah,
maybe even I don't even know if there was an Evanescence Linkin Park tour. There might have been one
early 2000s.
And Robbie, you would know this. You go on tours with bands. Have you ever been on tour and really don't even know the people that you're touring with? Or are you guys always hanging out backstage talking to each other?
It really depends on the tour. I mean, some bands are really social and some bands want to hang out, and some, you know, I mean, a Treyu had us over for for dinner on Thanksgiving, you know, like, you know, some bands are like really cool and so, you know, very social. Some bands, you know, they get done with their set, they go right back to their bus. So it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're eating Thanksgiving with the tray, you right? Everyone assumes all you probably talked about was music the whole entire time. Did you guys not talk about music the whole entire time and talk about just regular life bullshit that happens?
Nope.
That was mostly just regular life stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, people don't know these things.
Yeah. And then, like, when we go over to Robbie's house, every time he talks about, you know, Oregon weather, that's what he talks about all the time. He's like, it's horrible.
Wait, is it Trey from Oregon?
No.
No.
They're from, no.
Where are they from?
San Diego.
So you went from Oregon to San Diego just for Thanksgiving? You said, like, peace out, family?
No. We were on tour with them.
Oh, yeah. During Thanksgiving break.
We didn't have a show on Thanksgiving. Yeah. So they had flown their families out to, I think it was in Baltimore or something. They flew their families out to Baltimore, and then they had like an Airbnb and they just invited us over.
So let's check out this new song by Enemy, The Ledge, right here on The Loud Spot.
Have you guys seen the clip of Fred Durst, this is young Fred Durst, 1989, before he was well, they, some people would say a new metal god, the new metal guru. A lot of people put him as number one. Okay. But before that, he was trying to be a rap artist and break dancer. Have you guys seen the clip of him doing that?
No.
All right. Let's watch it right now. Check this out. We're going to talk about it.
And don't wait for somebody to ask and pretend this jam is one of your last meals of beat. Classified stereotype. I'm not a man in the crowd because everybody is hype.
What you seen should have been good enough.
Gonna resist and take a chance.
I see people on TV right now making money.
There you go, Fred Durst, 1989. And they don't show him, breakdancing, but the article I read from Loudwire says that was his main goal in 1989. Now, in 1989, new metal was not a thing.
And that's the thing is, if you're going to change the whole new sound of your band, Robbie, you can contest this. If you want to change the whole new sound of your band, you change the guitars, not the drummer.
It depends. It depends who writes the music.
Right.
Well,
like
hold on. Wait. So you're saying that one person writes the music for the band. You're saying that like the guitar player can't have his own influence in what he wants to write. Like, are you writing your guitar player's parts? And think about this. If you're Fred Durst, you don't even play guitar.
Right.
Are you doing what I used to do as a drummer? Play a rhythm that sounds like this. Dun, 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 dun.
That sounds like a guitar part, not a drum part.
That's why I never made it famous. I'm a drummer.
I know. Okay.
So then, Robbie, are you saying that mainly one person writes the music for the whole band?
It depends. It's different for every band. It depends who. All you have to go do is look at the songwriters on a record and see who was involved in the writing. It's different with every band. I mean. You know, sometimes it's a drummer, sometimes it's a vocalist, sometimes it's a guitar player, sometimes it's somebody not even in the band.
So what if it's, let's say it's the vocalist, right? Let's say, and I don't know this at all. Let's say you're with your band, okay? Let's say you write all the music, hypothetically, you write all the music for the band, okay? The band comes together, writes all, they play the songs that you tell them to play. When it comes to royalties, then would you get the royalties for that since you wrote it even though they played it, or is it still split amongst the band?
I mean, that's different too. It just depends on, like, bands have contracts, and, like, you know, whatever's in your contract is what the splits are. It's different for everybody.
Why is it so complicated? Dude, what happened to, like, garage band days? You know, you could be in a garage band and you're like, we're gonna make it one day, and then everyone in the band just fucking makes it and does a thing. It's not like that, I guess.
First of all, they don't make it. That's the problem with GarageBand these days. They don't.
Well,
make
you start
it.
You start off in a garage band when you're a teenager.
Yeah, well, you all do, but you don't make it. That there's too many bands, Sebastian. You fizzle out.
Yeah, but when you're a young kid, when you're like 13, 14, 15, you decide to get in a band for the first time. You don't start in a fucking garage. How are you going to start being in a band if you don't start out playing in one of your parents' garages?
All right. Does any of your bands, has any of your bands made it big?
No, but you don't start off just writing music online, do you?
That's what I'm saying. It's one of those things. If you start a band these days, you have to have interim band contracts that label who's going to get what on the royalty splits, and then you go from there. And
then when you first start the fucking band, you don't do that. If you're not a seasoned musician and you just start playing music today, your first day at guitar lessons, you're telling me you're already doing contracts with your homies from high school?
You should.
You should not until you get good enough to get to that level.
Because if it makes it big, you're going to have problems later on down the road. Right, Robbie?
Yeah, I mean, you're both right. Right. Uh-huh. Like, I mean, when I was like 14, 15 years old playing in my parents' garage, because that happened. I did that.
Right.
You know, like, we definitely weren't thinking anything about contracts or any of those types of things. But the band that I'm in now, like, that's the first thing you talk about.
But,
you know?
Okay, but you're a seasoned
every
musician.
Every song.
He's a seasoned musician. He's been around block before. So it's different. It's not like he's just, it's not like he's 15 years old.
So what is it?
Just learning how to sing or play guitar. Saying,
you're right, Sebastian. When you first start out, you don't think of those things. But if you have something good that's tangible, that people attract themselves to, you're going to find out real quick. You should put an interim band contract either then or later on down the road. Otherwise, it's going to cause a big divide in the band.
And that comes from after years of learning. Years of learning the industry a little bit. And just because you're a good musician doesn't mean you know the industry either. It comes from years of learning the industry.
I've been in this bitch for 25 years. Still don't know it. It's still like everything new aspects. Like I'm managing goddamn podcast artist.
Anyways, the whole point of this, the thing was from Limp Bizkit, we're going to talk about being in a garage band. If you're 15 years old and you want to do contracts, I think you're an idiot if you do that now. Learn your skill first, get better, and then go to contracts. Don't listen to Sam. Listen to me. I know everything in
everything.
The world when
everything.
It comes to making, when it comes to making new music. Trust me, I'm super famous, and you can pay me money to be your coach. Okay, let's go to our last song before we get into my favorite topic, Satanic Temples. I can't wait for it. All right, the last song we're going to play is Saint Asonia, and it's featuring John, or the last band we're going to play, Saint Asonia, featuring John Cooper of Skillet, which is a band. They're okay. I like Skillet.
Yeah, I like Skillet.
The song is called Wolf, right here on The Loud Spot.
Everyone's a wolf, everyone's a wolf.
All right, great song from Saint Asonia, another great band. You know, before we get into the temple of satanic or satanic temple religion, I just found out that Robbie is big into growing a garden, man.
I know.
What kind of garden are you growing, dude?
Oh, that's
weeds. Weed, weed, liar. It's weed. He's in Oregon.
I can go down the street and get the weed really easy in Oregon. So, yeah, you know, the vegetables, growing the vegetables.
Well, how many vegetables are you growing? Like carrots, beets? Beets are hella good for you, dude.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Just tomatoes and peppers and lettuce and all kinds of stuff.
Tomatoes, pepper. You grow lettuce?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, is it,
where did you think it comes from?
Comes from the store, dude.
I know. That's store. What you think. But it comes from those hardworking Mexicans that come across the border to work the list. Because that's who they are. They're not white people. They're not white people. The white people.
He's white. He picks lettuce.
Yeah, but he has his own home garden. He picks whatever he wants to. I'm telling you, in the commercial manufactured lettuce season, it's all Hispanic, all right? From like deep down in Mexico that live over here. And then after that, they go to Salinas. And then after that, they go like pick some fruit up in Oregon, Washington.
Devil's lettuce is what he's picking according to. Okay. No. All right. Let's talk about the satanic temple. So in Florida, check this out, guys. Florida passed a law, okay, that pretty much gives
anybody
any religious group to go to school and kind of practice their religion on campus, except for the religion from the religion of Satan, I guess it's called, the Satanic Temple. You can't do that. Now, the co-founder of the Satanic Temple wants to do a public debate with Governor Ron DeSantis on why they cannot do it. Now, which is funny, the co-founder of the Satanic Temple, his name is Lucian Greaves, which sounds like Lucifer Graves. If you ask me, Lucian Greaves sounds like Lucifer Graves. But he's saying, apparently the Satanic Temple is considered a religion by our nation's government.
Right.
They're tax exempt. Okay, so can you discriminate against the Satanic Temple? Before I say what the Satanic Temple, what their beliefs are, just the thought of practicing Satanism, I guess, in school, do you think it should be allowed if they're an actual religion, or should it not be allowed?
Robbie, it's up to you.
Oh, thanks. You know, give me the most controversial one. Dude, I don't care what anybody does or believes or wants to worship. Like, it's all to me, like that's a personal thing. And like, if you want to start getting into like the tax exempt stuff, like that's a totally different conversation, but as far as like practicing, like I don't give a shit. Like do whatever.
Okay, I would say this. I'll say this. Before the students are allowed to engage in these religious practices, the parents do have to give written permission to the schools to allow them to do so. Okay, so not like you could just go do it without your parents' permission to do so. So if your parents says it's fine, shouldn't it be fine?
All right, so I'm all for, like, I don't think schools should regulate a student's behavior outside of academics, right? So if you want to participate in the put wigs on your head after school,
Thank you.
You should do whatever you want to do. And I think it's actually good that the Satanic Temple wants to debate Ron DeSantis in his home state.
DeSantis, Ron DeSantis.
It's DeSantis.
It's DeSantis, yeah? Ron DeSantis.
Is it IS or OS? Yeah. God damn it. All right. It doesn't matter anyways, because he ain't going to be governor for long. So I think you should have a right to debate whoever you want to. Now, whether they want to accept the debate and actually go to televised debate or, you know, town hall level, it's up to them. But I think whatever religion it is, whether it's Christian, Jewish, Muslim, or Satanic Temple, you should have a right to debate your own governor and ask him the hard questions that, or her, I should say her, because there's hers, governors. And I think you should debate it at the end of the day. I don't care what religion it is.
So I don't think he's going to, I don't think Ron DeSantis is going to debate him. No, he's not going to do it. But here's the issue with it. Okay, so I went ahead and looked at the Satanic Temple and what their belief system was before I really made an opinion on should they be allowed or should they not be allowed. If you're thinking, hey, Satan's going to come to school and you're going to get a bunch of more, you know, shoot-ups at the school or all kinds of evil crap that goes on nowadays in the world, then no, you don't want any kind of evil going on in the school. So now, all the Karens out there that are like, why would you agree with the Satanic Temple having their beliefs preached out of school? Let me give you their homepage, the About Us, okay? And then I'll read their fundamental rules to be involved in the Satanic Temple. The About Us is the mission of the Satanic Temple is to encourage benevolence and empathy, reject tyrannical authority, advocate practical common sense, oppose injustice, and undertake noble pursuits.
Right.
Why would you
Right.
Why would you not want that in your school?
When I read that the first time, I was like, oh my God, that's what we all do. We don't want someone telling us what we can, what we can't do. And at the end of the day, it's like, hey, accept everyone, right? Because that's what the Satanic Temple does. Now, granted, I have a problem with, like, if I believe in Satan, I'm going to believe in God. I mean, just, you have to. You can't.
I don't know that this is that kind of religion. I don't think this is Satan versus God. I don't think that's what the Satanic Temple is.
Well, if you believe in Satan, if you believe in Satan, you have to believe in God, because that's the whole Bible thing. So
that's true. But what if they believe Satan is God, but not the Satan that the Christian religion believes you to believe that Satan is?
Well, Robbie believes that the red balloon is what you have to believe in, and all hell Spotify.
Seriously, what if they think that the Satan that the Christian church gives you is not the Satan that they are praising? Okay,
right.
Because now think about this. Here's on the homepage before I read the fundamental tenets, is what it's called. We have publicly confronted hate groups, fought for the abolition of corporal punishment in public schools, applied for equal representation when religion installations are placed on public property, provided religious exemption and legal protection against laws that unscientifically restrict people's reproductive autonomy, exposed harmful pseudoscientific practitioners in mental health care, organized clubs alongside other religion after school clubs and schools besieged, I think that's the word, by, here's a big word I can't read, by proselytizing organizations and engage in other advocacy in accordance with our tenets. Now, does that sound evil to you? It says the first thing is we have publicly confronted hate groups. So I then ask you, is the Satan that they are praising the Satan from the Christian religion? Because that to me would be a different Satan than what the Christians believe in.
Right. Robbie? Now,
I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, all that stuff sounds reasonable to me. And I don't care really what somebody believes in, what somebody chooses to believe in. Like, you know, the tax exemption stuff is a whole different conversation. Like, but that's religion in general.
Makes them legal. That makes it federally legal. It makes them recognize on a federal level as a religion.
Right.
Yeah. And like I said, like that's a whole separate conversation, because I don't believe that churches in general should be tax exempt. Like, so that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
But and I, you know, I do obviously believe in, you know, separation of church and state. So like the school thing, like there are limits there. Like, you know, Sam, I know you said like school should be strictly academic. I believe, you know, I agree with that. But outside of that, like what people believe in on their own time and what people choose to believe in, it like you should believe in whatever you want to believe in, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. He finally opens up. Good. Yeah, keep on going. Yeah. I like it. See?
So, you know, the funny thing about religion in this world in general, and especially within our U.S. politics, it's like if you believe in one thing, that's fine. If another guy or girl believes in another thing, that's fine. It's only when it starts making laws that we have a problem with. I think we can all agree. Like when you start making laws based on only one religion.
Yes.
And like for the example, the Satanic temple, like, yeah, I don't believe in Satan, but if they want to like denounce hate groups, they want to denounce and say people have a right to their own body and their choice and stuff like, I'm all for that because I think we wrap ourselves in too much in the Christian right that we end up like ruining a lot of other people's own choices on top of that. So I think we should stop doing that. And and we're in 2024 now. So I think when is that going to stop? Like, hey, knock it off. Don't get me wrong. We still should have laws. We should still have governing bodies to regulate a lot of things for our schools and our roads and our things that help us in our day-to-day life. But I think when it comes to religion, we don't need to involve in the politics.
I would rather have the Satanic temple in a school than the Church of Scientology. Based on what I've read online from their website, I would rather have this than the Church of Scientology. And Governor DeSantis is saying the reason why he doesn't want it in schools is there's no factual evidence or there's no proven theory to say that this is a fact and this should be truth. But is any religion in general, they all fall under the same fucking category, dude.
Right. And I think DeSantis... Yeah,
That's why it's called
Robert.
Faith. Yeah. I mean, it's all none of it is factual based on facts.
No. It's faith. Yeah, you're right. It's all
exactly.
What would Jesus do? And I'm not hating on religion. And I'm not hating on the Church of Latter-day Saints. And I'm not hating on can't hate on Scientology maybe a little bit.
But that's
a totally different religion. But if they can teach Scientology in school and they can't teach the Satanic Temple's beliefs. Okay, now I did say earlier I was going to read there are 7 fundamental tenets of the Satanic Temple, and I'm going to read them off. Number 1, one should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason. Right. I agree with that. Number 2, the struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. I agree with that. Number 3, one's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone, which means what you do to your body is your choice and nobody else should have a say in what you decide to do, whether it's wearing a wig, whether it's, of course, you can get into the whole women's rights things and all that. We're not going to do that on this episode. Number 4.
No, we're going to do that. We're going to do that.
We're not doing that. Number 4, the freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to far go one's own. Number 5. Beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs, which the Church of Christianity is constantly doing that, man.
Your dad's going to be so mad when he listens to this podcast.
My dad is not religious at all, man. Oh,
I thought he was.
Hell no, he's not. No. Dude. If anything, he's more Buddhist than anything else. He is not a Catholic person. We were raised Catholic, but he never really agreed with that. Right. Number 6, people are fallible. If one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to rectify it and resolve any harm that might have been caused. Rectify it and resolve any harm that might have been caused. And the last, I have to repeat that part. And the last one, number seven, every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in actions and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word. I think that the church, the Satanic Temple, should change their name to something else to get it passed into law. I think the name itself scares parents because parents are the very super religious Christianities and all these other religions. When they hear Satanic Temple, they're so ignorant to what the belief systems are of the temple. They do no research on it except for hear the word Satan and think my kids are going to do drugs and they're going to murder people all day. That's what they think.
Or have a podcast.
Or have the podcast.
That's right.
I don't know. It irritates me that the governor won't even allow a public debate to happen. To listen to what they have to say. He probably knows exactly what they stand for, but he's being political about it. And he's not doing it because he knows most of the people don't understand it. And if he allows it, he's not going to win the next vote. He's not
so
he's
is
not
it,
the governor anymore.
So is it, and maybe this is just my you know, me being naive, I guess, about it. But I mean, so is it actually a real religion then, or is it actually more something that started as kind of like just as a you know, kind of a fuck you to organized religions that they had, like, to give it some type of a title, and that's what they gave it, and then they just kind of roll with it, you know? So like, which,
like,
is it
anarchist or something like that, like anarchist or something?
Yeah, because it just sounds like realism, right? Like I'm just gonna use my head and be.
Yeah. So when I read this too, I was the same. I was in the same boat. I was like, wait, where's Satan in this whole thing? Right. There's nothing, no mention of Satan. So I was
like I said from the beginning, I think the Christian Satan and the Satan that these people are talking about are two different things.
Right. Right.
I don't know that, but Robbie does bring up a good point about how this whole thing started. Maybe they called it the Temple of Satanism just to give a big fuck you to society.
Well, to organize religion, not necessarily society. It sounds like they have society's best interest in mind, actually. But
Yeah, I fucked that up yesterday.
I think we still need the organizing of music theory and relativity. So. Here we go.
There we go. We're gonna start the church of
music,
guitars, the church of strings and drums.
Right, right.
We're not doing any horn instruments over here. Just the church of string and drums. Yeah. What are those called? They're not called horn instruments. They're called brass.
Brass. Yeah. Brass of woodwinds.
Anyways. Yep.
All right, that's all the time we got on tonight's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I love this last discussion. I think we're going to talk about it more. I'm going to pay attention to it, actually. Oh, you know, before we get out of here, Robbie, go ahead and I know we talked about it last week, but let's go ahead and do it one more time. Eyes Like Midnight, where can we find you guys? Throw some shout outs out there for us.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, we just dropped our debut single, actually. You can find it on Spotify, YouTube, all that good stuff. So come check us out on the show. We're going to be debuting our live performance at Rockfest in Connaught, Wisconsin this year. And we're right in the middle of booking a pretty awesome tour coming up here later this year too. So
everybody go check out Eyes Like Midnight, now available everywhere you stream music. Good luck to you. Thanks for being a co-host on tonight's episode. Don't go anywhere till after the outro song plays. Folks, that's all the time we got. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, download, check us out on all podcasting platforms. Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have us back again?
Yes.
Does anything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pinch host has a pinch show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.